Many Catholics look forward to Pope Francis instigating much-needed change in the Church that, in their opinion, will lead it into the 21st century and thus into line with the popular approaches to equality, individual freedom, and human rights in contemporary society. Not surprisingly, their concerns relate mainly to the controversial topics of women's ordination, married priests, same-sex marriage, reception of the sacraments by divorced and remarried people, and contraception. A common presumption, but one that is not as straightforward as it sounds, is that Pope Francis, who as Pope has supreme authority in the Church, could, if he wished, unilaterally depart from 2 millennia of the Church's lived faith experience, that is its tradition, and the crucial development of doctrine, without any reference to his brother bishops and the teaching of the ecumenical councils throughout the Christian centuries. Indeed, the most recent of those councils, the Second Vatican Council, which happened between 1962 and 1965, considered carefully the concept of collegiality, which describes how the responsibility for the entire Church is shared by the bishops around the world in communion with one another and with the Pope, who is the head of the College of Bishops. The primary place for the exercise of collegiality is an ecumenical council, but collegiality is also exercised through synods of bishops and national bishops' conferences. Pope Francis, the Bishop of Rome, states repeatedly that he is implementing the teaching of Vatican II. Therefore, he will not and cannot unilaterally change central tenets of Catholic doctrine, because to do so would be to contradict his commitment to the principle of collegiality or shared responsibility. And he is listening attentively to what people are saying.